Welcome to the 2006 ARMA International Conference and Expo podcast. This podcast is powered by PodTech and sponsored by NextPage, the provider of powerful document tracking and retention software.
And, you know, it's definitely true that records management is much more important to organizations today than it was, you know, 3-4 years ago when I first started attending ARMA.
I'm here at the ARMA International Conference and Expo, and I have a chance to speak with Victor Awar from Stellant. Welcome to the podcast, Victor.
Thank you very much, Brad. I'm glad to be here.
It's our third day of the conference, and so you've got the advantage of being able to hear a lot of conversations from customers and prospects and attendees. Anything that's resonating?
Yeah, you know, I've been coming to this conference now more than 4 years, and one thing that's different this year is customers seem to be focused on a different kind of technology. You know, in the past, customers would ask about a repository to store their records and to manage the retention in, but more and more we are hearing customers that are looking for some way to manage content in a variety of repositories across their enterprise. Our feeling is that's driven partly by the highly litigious environment, you know, with the new federal rules of civil procedure and a lot of high-profile litigation, but also with people that just want to control what they're storing, maybe to minimize storage, or maybe just to reduce clutter so their users can find information. So it is very different. You know, we are seeing a lot more interest in federated record solutions as opposed to single point repositories for managing records.
Do you feel like it's becoming more enterprise-wide and more enterprise, even managerial level conscious?
Absolutely. You know, we find at the conference that we meet a lot of people, some even at the C-level. You know, we've met CIOs and CEOs. And, you know, it's definitely true that records management is much more important to organizations today than it was, you know, 3-4 years ago when I first started attending ARMA.
So I imagine it's more important to the executives than ever before.
Absolutely, yep. And, you know, it took a lot of pain to get there. You know, a lot of people have paid the consequence of not taking care of their records. So
the records manager that you're talking with here, I think they've always been a big proponent of this. This is their industry, this is their space.
Right.
How are you working with them with your solutions?
Yeah, so we sell a solution and we've received a lot of positive feedback from customers that allows them to do just what we're hearing them ask. So we have a new product called Universal Records Management. And that product basically allows you to have a central repository where you manage your retention policies, you manage your legal holds, and you manage the processes around disposition. So workflows, approval workflows, that sort of thing. But then it allows you to apply all that information across a variety of different repositories within your organization. So, for example, you may control how long you keep content on your file server, on a file share that's on the network, or maybe across email, or your ERP system, or content management systems, which is what Stellant historically has sold.
Sounds to me like there's a lot of work also going into the whole communication collaboration space. You mentioned email.
Right.
Instant messaging is another one.
Right.
Kind of team-based portals that are working inside an organization.
Right.
Do you see a trend that's continuing in that area?
You know, absolutely. We see a lot more people working with tools like SharePoint that are collaborative tools, instant messaging, and that's a good thing because it facilitates collaboration and improves productivity. But from a compliance standpoint, from a records management standpoint, it may leave you vulnerable if you don't have a strategy that allows you to control what of that you keep. You don't have a good understanding how much of it you're obligated to keep, and you don't have processes for eliminating it when you can or should. So yeah, we've seen a lot of people asking about that this year, and there are solutions that help, including the one we sell.
There's people that are not here at the conference that probably wish they were here.
Right.
What would you give them as advice or counsel for what you've learned at the show this year?
Yeah. Well, firstly, you know, what I've learned is that this is a great place to be, and if you couldn't make it this year, I'd say, you know, definitely try and be here next year. There's a lot to learn. There are a lot of good products here and good connections. There are important people here to meet and a lot of important people to learn from. But secondly, you know, the industry is changing. You know, some of the things we've spoken about before, you know, a lot more interest in this area. And there's a lot of energy in the space, which is exciting. And the technology is also changing and trying to keep up with the legal requirements. We all know about the new federal rules of civil procedure that are coming out at the end of this year, and there are tools that help you to keep abreast of that. There's also great sessions, you know. Different important people have spoken here at ARMA, and I'm sure there are ways to get that information on the website too. So
it seems like the industry is also undergoing a lot of consolidation. You're certainly one of the larger booths here.
Right.
What are your customers saying about that in the industry?
Yeah, you know, consolidation can be a good thing. You know, a lot of clarity in the marketplace. There are less players. There's less confusion. What we've heard from customers is that it brings uncertainty with it. You know, there are customers whose vendors are now part of a bigger organization, and they're not quite sure where that leaves them and how things stand. But you know, it's definitely an interesting time, and it'll be great to see how things play out in the future.
I appreciate your time, Victor. Thanks for spending a minute with us here at the trade show and at the ARMA International Conference and Expo.
Nice talking with you, Brad.
This ARMA International podcast was powered by PodTech and sponsored by NextPage. Visit ARMA on the web at www.arma.org for more information about NextPage and its desktop document retention solutions. Go to www.nextpage.com. This podcast was recorded and produced by Rocky Mountain Voices.